friend and that it was a privilege to play with him and that he would not comment on management. That's led analysts to speculate that Crosby might be interested in jumping ship from the Pens and the Bruins tonight. Or excuse me, this afternoon, rather. That game is at 3 o'clock in Boston, and it is being broadcast nationally on ESPN. After facing the Bruins, the Pens head back home to take on the Edmonton Oilers on Sunday afternoon at the PPG Paints Arena. Elsewhere in the world of sports, the Stars beat the Ducks 3-6. The Jets shut out the Kraken 3-0. And it was the Avalanche over the Wild by a score of 2-1. In college basketball action, the Pitt Panthers are playing this weekend, and I just lost who they're playing, and North Carolina State Wolfpack. I believe they are in action against this weekend. And the Boston Red Sox and right-handed pitcher Brian Bello have agreed to a $55 million six-year contract extension that will keep him under contract to the Red Sox through at least the 2029 season. This being reported by MLB.com, ESPN, and the Boston Globe. Here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Rain likely for the remainder of the afternoon with a high of 52. Rain mixed with snow overnight, low 32. Rain and snow likely on Sunday, high 38. Monday, sunny skies, high near 50. And then on Tuesday, sunny skies and a high near 63 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music, rain falling in Butler, 50. 52 in Washington. It's 52 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT, 53 degrees. Off the new album Rockstar, this is Dolly Parton. Steve Parton on Radio 9 with Elvis impersonator Ronnie McDowell off the new album Rockstar. I'm Jay Thurber. You're listening to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
State of the Union is strong.
President Joe Biden's State of the Union comes at a crucial time as he seeks re-election. As he did last year, the president stressed a strong economy with full employment and falling inflation. But his agenda this year includes a nearly unheard of call for higher taxes, in this case on the wealthy and corporations. Biden also stressed safeguarding reproductive rights and in vitro fertilization. The White House revealed plans for a temporary seaport in Gaza to deliver aid and a continued push for Ukraine funding. The administration is also pointing to kitchen table issues, including student debt relief, lower insulin costs, and limits to credit card late fees. 37 House Democrats joined all Republicans in passing the Laken Riley Act to require detention of any migrant who commits burglary or theft. Georgia Republican Mike Collins says Riley, a nursing student, seems to have been murdered by an immigrant from Venezuela, for which he blames Biden's border policies.
As Joe Biden comes to the Capitol tonight to defend his atrocious record, the House is voting to rebuke him for the open border policies that led directly to Laken Riley's murder.
The White House argues Biden would have shut down the border if Republicans had agreed to the tough immigration bill negotiated in the Senate, but they killed it because former President Donald Trump wanted to have the border crisis to run on. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin tells CBS the GOP's lost the ability to compromise.
So when my GOP colleagues say that they really don't want to hear from the president, I take them at their word. They have lost the arts of Democratic dialogue.
Centrist Republican and former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he won't be supporting Trump or Biden, which he says is where most folks are.
Look, I'm like 70% of the rest of the people in America who do not want Joe Biden or Donald Trump to be president, and I'm hoping that there potentially is another alternative.
Republican Oklahoma Labor Commissioner Leslie Osborne is condemning State Senator Tom Woods for calling the LGBTQ community filth. Osborne says her daughter is homosexual.
She and her wife live in Massachusetts because they don't feel welcome here. Don't tell me those bills don't matter. Don't tell me CEOs don't see the huge amount of slanderous and horrifying bills going through our legislature and say, they were on my short list. I'm taking them off.
It's International Women's Day, and a seniors group is highlighting the importance of older women in this year's election. Bandana Shrestha with AARP Oregon says the rising cost of living and the cost and availability of caregiving are top issues for them.
But there are certain things that really stand out related to financial security, related to family caregiving. They also feel like their voices are not heard and that they want elected officials to really pay attention to the issues that matter to them most.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Think the girl could be so rude.
2 o'clock hour with Steely Dan here on Radio 9. Don't forget to check out my website, jthurbershow.com. Also on Facebook and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation here in downtown McKeesport. The request line is open at 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Here's Chris Montez on Radio 9.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. With every sigh, I become more mad about you, more lost without you. And so it goes.
Touch that dial.
Lee Dorsey on Radio 9, and these are the coasters.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yeah, yeah.
Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room.
Your entrance exam for the cuckoo's nest, but they're taking you away just the same.
Snap your finger.
Sharp covering Joe Henderson's Snap Your Fingers, but I feel like we only got about 90% of that record. Well, I don't, that record, if you can hear otherwise, is in perfect shape, but for some reason was just skipping on me, and I don't know why.
They'll bring back any old crap.
That's probably exactly what happened. It's just any old crap here on Radio 9. The Four Tops are going to take us to our next break, where we'll check your forecast.
But no one is big enough. You just can't do nothing alone. Young and foolish laugh at love, so they run away, because they're confident and sure that fate will bring another love their way.
Recorded live, I believe, in 1969 at the Rooster Tail Club on the upper deck in Detroit, Michigan. Those, of course, were the Four Tops here on Radio 9.
WRKZ.
At 2:25 chime time, new music coming your way from Blink 182. Right after we take care of a couple of brief messages, also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Do you or somebody you know qualify for a disability placard or plate? To obtain a disability placard or a plate, Well, it entitles you to special parking privileges, and those are available to people who have been certified by a healthcare provider as having a temporary or permanent disability. A plate is displayed on the rear of the vehicle at all times. A disability placard is displayed on the rearview mirror when a vehicle, you've seen these. I don't need to explain how they work for you. You have to be certified by a physician or by the Veterans Administration. If you are interested in applying for a disability placard or plate and you live in the 35th Legislative District, you can call 412-664-0035. That's 412-664-0035. Or in Munn Hall, 412-476-3046 for more information about how to apply for a disability placard or a plate. Okay. All right. What else did we want to tell you about here in this very important break? Tomorrow morning, you can wake up with Kevin Amos in your ears from 6 a.m. until noon. It's 1 to 1 and the Jazz Corner, often imitated, not quite duplicated, only on Pittsburgh's official Screamin' Jay Hawkins station, 88.3 WRCT. And if for some reason you're not in range of WRCT and you don't want to listen to WRCT, you can always listen to Tube City Online Radio, where we will have whiskey before breakfast. Faith in Begara. You might need whiskey before breakfast, too, because you're going to need a little eye-opener. Daylight saving time resumes at 2 a.m. Sunday morning. So before you go to bed tonight, set those clocks ahead 1 hour. Or don't, and just be 1 hour late for everything for the rest of the week. But anyways, daylight savings time begins at 2, and you can wake up with Mando Richard and a whiskey before breakfast, all kinds of great roots music on your Sunday morning on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it going to be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weathermen thought. Whether you believe it or not.
What it's going to be is ugly out there. Rain likely for the remainder of the afternoon. Cloudy skies with a high of 52. Rain showers overnight, changing over to snow showers and a low of 32. Rain and snow on Sunday morning. High Sunday of 38. Breezy in the afternoon with rain likely. Snow showers likely Sunday night, low 28. Monday, sunny skies with a high near 50. And then on Tuesday, sunny skies with a high of 63. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess, 50 in Butler, 51 in Washington. It's 51 now outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport with some light rain falling. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 53 at WRCT. New music from Blink 182.
Strangers, from strangers into brothers, from brothers into strangers once again. We saw the whole world, but I couldn't see the meaning. I couldn't even recognize my friends. Nothing's any different. Right now feels the same. I wonder why. I wish they told us it shouldn't take a sickness or airplanes falling out the sky. Do I have to die?
One.
New music from Blink 182. I'm Jay Thurber. Coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies on the Gigglepuss Broadcasting Network. It is smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien, so please stay tuned for that. That's coming up at 3 right here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation on Lyle Boulevard. Rocking and rolling and barely controlling on this super solid gold Saturday. A good day to sit inside and listen to the radio. Here's Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. Disco time? I think it is. It's Walter Murphy with a fifth of Beethoven on Radio 9.
clock. Move it in, shove it out, disco lady. Is your seat taken?
I think that's an armrest.
So, do you party?
You mean like hats and noisemakers kind of party?
Sure, baby, whatever your trip is. Disco Stu wants you to be comfortable while he does his thing.
Who's Disco Stu?
Hey, Mama!
Hi, pumpkins.
Kids, back away, not today. Disco lady.
We love you. We love you. We love you as a listener. Yes, we do.
Also taking requests on Facebook and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show. Coming down to the end of the show, though, so you better be quick about it. 2:38, much more music time. These are the Crests.
The angels listened in. When they heard me pray, the angels listened in. When they heard me say, please send me someone to love. Send the one I'm thinking of, my darling. The angels sent you. The angels listened in. When they heard.
Sound of the Crests. On Radio 9, here's some lost wax from the Young Rascals.
Tell you a story, may seem hard to believe in, heard me deceiving. All of my glory made me much more aware of the problem we share. If we unite, it'll all turn out right.
I won't take it.
People who don't act like normal people should. That's what I call a hippie.
Jay Thurber.
Life lands a crushing blow. And once again, a heart is broken. And as history repeats itself, these few words are sadly spoken.
Cheers.
great balls of fire, because next we're going to talk about nude bowling. More music after these messages, plus Stephen Colbert.
Hi, my name is Jalen.
And my name is Josiah.
We are in fourth grade at Propel McKeesport.
We think it's cool to care, and so do the people at Alcoholics Anonymous of Pittsburgh.
The people at Alcoholics Anonymous of Pittsburgh work to help people stop drinking by solving their common problems and helping others to recover from alcoholism.
The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. More information is available at 412-471-7472 or at pghaa.org.
Alcoholics Anonymous of Pittsburgh. Another example of people who know it's cool to care.
In case you missed the news, the Pittsburgh area naturalists have rented out Crafton Ingram Lanes for the annual, I don't even know if I can say this. I'm not sure I can say it on the air. But for the Bowling in the Nude event, let's just put it that way, that's coming up on April 28th. Now, I will be at Arsenal Lanes on Sunday night. We'll probably be playing a lot of Irish music since St. Patrick's Day is coming up. But I will be fully clothed. In fact, they've suggested that I wear a bag over my head. In fact, the manager said, why don't I wear two bags in case the first bag breaks? You know, just for you to be on the safe side. But April 28th, you've probably heard this by now because it is a national and international story. Pittsburgh area naturalists have rented out the Crafton Ingram Lanes. Nudity is required. It is a $25 ticket in advance for age 18 and over. No photography, no video recording allowed. Violators will be asked to leave. This is not the first time that they've done this. They did this before the COVID pandemic, I seem to recall, because I'm old. But for some reason, this time, it caught everybody's attention on the national news, including Stephen Colbert.
Meanwhile, Pittsburgh nudists have brought back one of their favorite activities, announcing that Balls Out Bowling is back, where nudity is required, although women can wear bottoms. Unfortunately, they have to rent those bottoms from the shoe counter. Don't worry, he sprays them. Although everyone will be in the buff, the event planners warn that sexual activity is not permitted. That's a good call. But I am assuming that rule only applies to sex with other people. So, you know, fill in the blanks. We're all adults. Meanwhile, a major scandal in Long Island where a bakery's vegan donuts were actually from Dunkin' Donuts. Customers, yes, it's true, customers became suspicious when the donuts tasted good.
All right. Thank you, Stephen Colbert.
Jay Thurber.
You know, you might want to get an MRI of your brain.
Oh, I had one and I couldn't find nothing.
More music now.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over by the tomatoes and here he come, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, don't look, Ethel. And it's too late. She'd already been incensed.
He comes.
Boogity, boogity.
There goes.
Boogity, boogity.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogity, boogity.
Fastest thing on 2 feet.
Boogity, boogity.
He's just as proud as he can be. There's an audience to be found. He'll be streaking it round, inviting public critique.
This is your Action News reporter once again, and we're here at the gas station. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, I was just in here getting my tires checked, and he just appeared out of the traffic. Just come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smock. I looked in there, and Ethel was getting her cold drink. I hollered, don't look, Ethel! And it's too late. She'd already been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shop and saw
her. He ain't rude.
Boogity, boogity.
He ain't rude.
Boogity, boogity.
He's just in the mood to run in the nude.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogity.
Jim covering the disturbance at the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, deep. Half time, I was just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. Here he come, right out of the cheap seats. Dribbling. Right down the middle of the court. Didn't have on nothing but his PS. Made a hook shot and got out through the concession stand. I hollered up at Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" It was too late. She'd already got a free shot. Grandstand. Right there in front of the home team.
What do you say, call in the street?
Here it comes again. Who's that with it? Echo. Is that you, Echo?
He's just as proud as he can be.
What do you think you're doing?
Listen out of me. He gonna give us
a key. You get your cone, dog.
What do you say, call in the street?
Echo, where you go?
He likes to show off his disease.
Echo, you shameless.
From 1974, Ray Stevens and the String, Boogity, Boogity, Boogity. Boogity, Boogity.
You're front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
In college basketball action, your 20-10 Pitt Panthers are hosting the North Carolina State Wolfpack at the Peterson Events Center this afternoon. Game time 7:45. The Pittsburgh Penguins on the road to take on the Boston Bruins. That game gets underway just about 5 minutes from now. Pens back in town on Sunday afternoon when they take on the Edmonton Oilers at PPG Paints Arena. That game gets underway at 1 o'clock. Spring training baseball. Pittsburgh Pirates playing the Detroit Tigers at this hour. Last time we checked, that game was tied up. Let's see if we have a score on it now. In the bottom of the fifth, the Tigers leading by a score of 6-4.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Rain likely for the remainder of the afternoon. High reaching 52 degrees. Rain mixed with snow overnight. Low 32 on Sunday. Rain and snow in the morning. High 38 in the afternoon. Sunny skies Monday. High near 50. Tuesday sunny 63. Wednesday sunny 67. Currently 50 in Butler. 51 in Washington. 51 here in downtown McKeesport. With new music from Porno for Pyros.
Goodbye song. Goose, when you look away, and I
Jay Thurber. Check out the website at jthurbershow.com. Find me on Facebook and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show. Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A burn in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Back with you next week at this same time on these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio and McKay Sports. Stay tuned. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is next. It's 3 o'clock.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKay Sport, Pennsylvania, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM WIRCT Pittsburgh. Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
someone start believing in you. Let him hold out his hand. Let him touch you and watch what happens when someone who can look in your eyes and see into your heart. Let him find you and watch what happens cold. No, I won't believe your heart is cold. Maybe just afraid.